Columban Mission Institute closure by Fathers Patrick McInerney and Brian Vale, Australia. The Centre for Christian-Muslim Relations. The Centre for Christian-Muslim Relations was founded in 1979 in response to one of the Society's global missionary priorities, the impact of Islam in the world. Muslims comprise one-fifth of the world's population. Christians and Muslims together make up over half of the world's population. The Muslim-majority nations of the Middle East, North Africa and Southeast Asia have enormous economic and political significance, and the scandal of terrorist violence falsely committed in the name of Islam. Sister Pauline Ray, SMSM, was coordinator of the Centre for 15 years, laying a solid foundation. Sister Kathleen Collins, SSPS, joined the following year and served until 2005. Father Patrick McInerney came from Pakistan in 2001 and succeeded Sister Pauline as coordinator in 2009. Father Brian Vale was appointed to the centre in 2009. Others also served at different times in various capacities. Given the widespread ignorance about Islam and prejudice against Muslims in society, the first task was to get to know Islam and Muslims. Given Sister Pauline's expertise in women's studies, it was only natural for her to build relations with Muslim women. Other natural allies were the Diocesan Ecumenical and Interreligious Commissions. Sisters Pauline, Kathleen and Trish Madigan took the initiative of inviting Christian women to an ecumenical event focused on interfaith relations. This led to the formation of the Women's Dialogue Network, the WDN, which lasted from 1998 to 2003 and proved seminal in Christian outreach to women from other faiths. The Women's Interfaith Network, the WIN, was launched in 2001 and has been meeting monthly ever since. After attending a talk at the centre in response to a need for Muslim speakers at interfaith events, Mr. Mehmet Ozalp and other young Muslims established the Affinity Intercultural Foundation, becoming major dialogue partners. The organisation grew substantially and in 2009 divided its efforts. Affinity continue the interreligious dialogue to the present day, while the Islamic Sciences and Research Academy, the ISRA, undertook the educational efforts and is now offering tertiary degrees in Islamic studies through Charles Sturt University. We thank them and the many other Christian, Muslim, Jewish and leaders of other religions who have partnered with us in interfaith events over the years and have become our friends. The tragic events of 9/11 in the USA in 2001 triggered a frenzy in Christian-Muslim relations here and around the world. People seeking understanding called the Centre for Talks, giving information and background on Islam to counter negative stereotypes. With the Centre's contacts among Muslim groups, it soon became possible to arrange a Muslim co-speaker, where the very fact of a Christian and a Muslim sharing a platform, very rare at that time, was already a powerful witness of cooperation. As reputations grew, people contacted the centre asking for a Muslim to come and speak to them. Later, they contacted the Muslim organisations directly without any reference to the centre, and finally, Muslims began hosting and promoting their own interfaith events. CMR Publications. Talks require personal presence, but written media reaches a wider audience. Accordingly, the centre began publishing newsletters, resources and occasional papers. More recently, we have also developed a strong online presence in social media. Bridges is the centre's quarterly newsletter. As the name implies, it builds bridges of mutual understanding between Christians and Muslims. It has over 2,500 subscribers. Church documents. To promote the Catholic Church's teaching on interreligious dialogue, we publish three key teaching documents, Vatican II's Nostra Aetate, the Declaration on the Relation of the Church to Non-Christian Religions, 1965, Dialogue and Mission, 1984, from the Secretariat for Non-Christians, and Dialogue and Proclamation, 1991, a joint publication of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. The texts are now on the Columban Interreligious Dialogue website. A common word. In October 2007, 138 Muslim scholars issued an open letter to Pope Benedict XVI and heads of Christian churches. They proposed that since love of God and love of neighbour are foundational to both Islam and Christianity, these two commands form a solid scriptural basis for Christian-Muslim relations. To promote its message, the Centre published the letter in 2008 and participated in a number of Christian-Muslim seminars discussing its contents. The Golden Rule poster has the ethic of reciprocity. Treat others as you want to be treated, in the scriptures of 13 different religions. This shared value fosters mutual respect and dialogue between believers from different religions. The poster was published by the Centre and launched in the New South Wales Parliament in 2013. 10 Things Everyone Needs to Know About Islam is an excerpt from a book by Professor John Esposito from Georgetown University. Published by the Centre in 2010, it provides short, readable and authoritative answers to the questions about Islam that are on most people's minds. Social media. In recent years, to reach a younger and a wider audience, to counter negative stereotypes, to promote positive stories about Islam and Muslims, and to promote our and others' interfaith events, we have developed a strong online presence on Facebook with pages for the Centre and its major activities. Other major activities: the Abraham Conference. Judaism, Christianity and Islam all claim a special relationship to Abraham, so are commonly called the Abrahamic religions. From 2002 to the present, in partnership with other Christian and Muslim organizations, 15 Abraham conferences have addressed contemporary issues, and it has become one of the premier interfaith events in Sydney. Peace forums. In 2002, war was threatening in Iraq. The staff of the Columban Mission Institute was convinced that war does not solve but only exacerbates problems. To promote this message, we organised peace forums with local councils. Two Christians and two Muslims, a man and a woman, thus embodying both religious and gender equality and providing a powerful witness of Christian-Muslim collaboration, spoke about peace and non-violence from their respective religions, followed by Q&A. And this format proved so successful that in the 4 years from 2003 to 2006, a peace forum was held in 18 different council areas. The Imam and the Pastor. It's a documentary set in Nigeria recounting the dramatic reconciliation between Imam Muhammad Ashafa and Pastor James Way. From 2007, the centre held several screenings of the DVD, followed by responses from a local imam and pastor. Of Gods and Men. In March 2011, the centre helped promote this award-winning film about the Cistercian monks of Tiberine in Algeria. It tells the remarkable story of the monks and their double fidelity to God and to the local people, all caught in the violent conflict between Islamist insurgents and the army. The film is a powerful meditation on the Christian relation to and presence among Muslims. Teaching tertiary courses. Islam, since 2004, with the collaboration of Muslim scholars, Father Patrick McInerney has offered an introductory course on Islam at the Catholic Institute of Sydney. He also teaches a similar course online with the Broken Bay Institute. Interreligious Dialogue. Father Patrick also offers a course, Interreligious Dialogue, treating the history and development of interreligious dialogue, the key teaching documents of the Catholic Church and of the World Council of Churches, the scriptural and theological foundations of dialogue, the different types of dialogue, the spirituality of dialogue. Again, a similar course is offered online through the Broken Bay Institute. Hospitality and social relations. Some of the best examples of interreligious dialogue are the relationships that grow out of the hospitality offered and the respect shown during sacred times and visiting each other's places of worship. Ramadan. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn till dusk. Friends and family gather in the evening to break the fast and share an iftar meal. It has become custom to invite people from other religions to share this meal. Some are hosted by Muslim organizations in civic halls, some by Muslims in private homes, some by politicians in the state or federal parliament, some by Christians, for example, the bishop of a diocese. This giving and receiving of hospitality cements friendships and is an excellent way for building relations. Eid. The end of Ramadan brings Eid al-Fitr, the feast of the breaking of the fast. It is a happy and joyous occasion which extends over 3 days. At the centre, we send Eid cards to our Muslim friends, and they send Christmas cards to us. We attend the Eid prayers in the mosque and are often invited to attend Eid celebrations. Youth Power, POWR. Mindful that many interfaith activists are senior citizens, we wanted to ensure that young people also take up this challenge. We came up with Youth Power, Parliament of the World's Religions. It is prepared, promoted, and hosted by a team of young people from different religions, and all the speakers and performers are young people. It is the largest multi-faith youth event in Australia. And the future? Islam and Muslims continue to be prominent in media and in people's consciousness, far out of proportion to their actual numbers. And while there have been many wonderful developments in the past 20 years, there is still much ignorance, fear and suspicion of Islam and Muslims. There is much more to be done in breaking down barriers and building bridges. The centre is moving to a new office at the Institute for Mission in the Diocese of Parramatta. We look forward to continuing and developing this work, building on the friendships we have already established. CMI staff over the years. Sister Kathleen Collins, SSPS. Ms. Steph Fenton. Ms. Carol Garn. Ms. Ashley Green. Ms. Jane Favotto. Father Patrick McInerney, Mr. Matthew Ng, Sister Pauline Ray, SM, Sister Saporno Rosario, SM, Sister Trish Madigan, OP, and Father Brian Vale. Columban Father Brian Vale works at the Centre for Christian-Muslim Relations at the Columban Mission Institute, Sydney, New South Wales.